Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And stepping into the studio now, the equally physically impressive president of the Milwaukee Admirals.
He took over our show last time. He was taking calls and everything. I was like, wait a minute, what is going on here?
John Greenberg joins us now with the whole Chevrolet Studios. John, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good, but I pale terribly to Eddie George physically.
You think so? You think so?
Yeah, that is.
He's a big guy.
He is a big guy, no question.
He could probably play hockey.
So
I wouldn't want to have him come in the corner and hit me, that's for sure. Yeah.
So you guys are in the middle of the playoffs right now. We have playoff action tonight here on The Fan as the flagship of Admirals Hockey. You guys take on Grand Rapids, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock puck drop here on 105.7. How are things going so far, John? How we looking?
Well, the series, we're off to a slow start. We're down 2-0, and so it's a best-of-five series. So it's basically win or go home for the rest of the series for us. So, you know, Grand Rapids took care of their business on their home ice. They were very close games. We lost in overtime the first game. Second game was a 3-2 game until they scored a couple empty netters in the last minute, and then so they took care of their home ice, and now it's time for us to come home and do the same thing. So we'll start
tonight.
Yeah, so
you're in the same position as the Bucks.
Yeah.
Same position. You win or you go home. But I think that's when your leaders on your team, they step up.
No question. And we've got a really good veteran group. So, and we got a lot of guys that are back in their second years with us, too, the young players that have been through it. And they are very, very interested in winning a playoff game. Last year we got swept. So we don't want that to happen two years in a row with this group.
No.
So when you look at this group of guys that you have right now, and because, well, a lot of people don't know, I'm sure you do, that though a lot of your best players, if they're your best players, they're leaving.
Yeah. And right now our leading scorer for the year is playing in Nashville in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So, you know, he's a guy that certainly you'd love to have here. But
So to me, I think, though, John, that's an adjustment, though, you look at your team that they have to make when a guy like that leave and someone else have to fill in.
No question. It certainly, you know, the guys that guy was in the middle of the top line.
Correct.
So now, you know, everybody's got to move up a spot. And a guy that maybe hasn't been playing a whole lot is all of a sudden now in the lineup. And, you know, the guys who have also done a good job all year have had to step it up a little bit.
Correct. I mean,
Freddie Gaudreau's got three goals and an assist in two games. You know, that's the kind of guy that you need to do what he does.
And so from a player standpoint, from my standpoint, I want that then responsibility when a guy leaves. That then gives me an opportunity. If I thought I was being shunned or something like that, or whatnot, that is the time for me to step up and show my wear.
There's no question. And this is
and that's what it's all about.
You know, it's playoff hockey, too.
Correct.
I mean, you're doing this in playoff games. If you want to really start to establish yourself doing it in the playoff game, there's no better place to get that done.
So how have you been so far with this season? Were you guys satisfied with where you are? Did you overachieve, underachieve about where you thought you'd be?
On the ice, I thought we did what we thought we would do. You know, the goal is to make the playoffs every year. Okay. And we did that. We had a good season. That way we've been able to push guys up to Nashville. And, you know, that's part of the development of that as well. And when they went out and beat the Blackhawks and swept them in that series last week, they scored 13 goals, and 12 of them were by guys who played here. So, you know, our job is to develop players and get them to that next level and win a Stanley Cup, develop them here, you know, teach them how to win here, and then they go and do that. But so, yes, from a hockey standpoint, it was very good. From a business standpoint, it was good. Our attendance was down a little bit. We had a little bit of you know, having to learn how to deal with events going on in the Bradley Center.
Right.
Going up against the Bucks game, going
that
up against the Marquette.
Yeah.
It was different. We never done it before in the history of the franchise. So
I love the marketing, though. You got tickets that are as low as $8.
For these
playoff
games,
it's fantastic.
Yes.
And again, I want to thank you. I thanked you off the air last time, but I want to thank you on the air this time because you did something for some of my kids. You guys had a day during the daytime, they took a field trip to the game. It changed their life. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Talk about the extension with the Predators.
Yeah,
going
absolutely.
Through 21-22. Yep, that has
very,
to be
very
big for you.
Very important. A huge thing for us. You know, every team in our league is affiliated with an NHL team. We're the only affiliate Nashville's ever had in 20.
Really?
Yeah, when this deal is over, it'll be 25 straight years with them.
That's fantastic.
We've only missed the playoffs twice with them. So, you know, it's been a really good relationship, great stability. We've had only a handful of coaches during that whole time. Yeah. So it's really important to us to be able to be with them. And, you know, they're not a big market franchise, so they have to draft and develop, which means that they're going to send good players here. And that's why we end up being in the playoffs every year, because we get that type of, you know, continuity.
Sounds like the Packers gear. Draft and develop.
And going back to your guys and your situation for a second, Panther Arena, your guys' first full year there after playing at the Bradley Center for so many years. And I didn't get a chance to get out to a game this year, John, but all the reviews I've heard are top-notch in terms of the experience at Panther Arena with concessions and all the great things that you guys do out there. How have you viewed the move to the arena this year?
It's been good. I think we learned a lot. I think that we wanted to go through every single thing that we do during the course of a year that we did at the Bradley Center for all those years, and go through all those experiences in this building and then learn from that. I think this year was a good year. I think next year will be a great year. I think that we're going to do things a lot better. I think the building learned how to have people in it again on a much larger basis, as opposed to, you know, sometimes the crowds for the other tenants in there weren't as big as what we've done. We average over 5,400 a game in there, which is
that's nice.
A solid crowd in that building. It's a 9,000 seat building. So,
yeah. I remember when I did the little sling shot there, it was full.
Yeah. Well, I see you do that.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. You know, the reason why I didn't play hockey, John, it was a couple of things. First, I can't skate.
That's a small problem.
And secondly, y'all guys lose too many teeth.
Y'all guys.
Yeah, the hockey guy. I got to keep this face nice and pretty. I mean, if some of these guys, they pin you right into the glass. It's a pretty physical sport.
It's a very physical game.
I think a lot of people don't think of that. So your guys are going to be very aggressive tonight, so you're going to see some very good hockey tonight.
You are, and absolutely. I think what you could do for hockey is grow a playoff beard, though. I see a beard going there.
That's what I'm working on, John. That's what I'm working on here.
That'll give you guys some luck.
Yeah, you can actually bring your people who, you know, beards are a big thing these days. So if you've got a playoff beard, what would be a great playoff beard, you should come to the game tonight, because we're actually looking for the best one.
Really?
Yeah, so we're going to have some prizes.
I love your marketing. Yeah. I follow you guys on Twitter.
Thank you.
I think y'all got the best mascot. I've seen him a ton of times at Pick and Save. But again, you have tickets as low as $8, very affordable.
Yes.
And I think that's the reason why I think it'll be full, and it's a great playoff atmosphere.
Yeah, and I think this building, being a little bit smarter, we won't have a full building tonight, but we'll have, you know, the size of crowd we have in this building compared to the size of crowd we had in the Bradley Center, it's going to be a whole different experience. It should be a lot of fun.
Again, playoff hockey tonight. Admirals take on Grand Rapids. And you heard John say it. It's win or go home. Go out and support your ads and get your tickets at MilwaukeeAdmirals.com. Show off your playoff beard. You can win some prizes from John and the Admirals. And if you can't make it out to Panther Arena, you can hear every Admirals hockey game right here on the flagship Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. John, always a pleasure, man. Thank you for stopping in.
Really appreciate you coming in.
That's John Greenberg.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.